Talking with Michael Kelsey, Executive Vice President of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. Michael, a couple of state issues. Let's talk about where you are on your state checkoff effort. Are we getting close to the number of signatures you want?
Yeah, we're still working on that. We're about halfway there. It's a challenge to get signatures. I'm just going to be honest with you. And I think any petition effort probably is a challenge to get signatures. You got to put the petition in front of people. When we've had the opportunity to put it in front of producers, there's been overwhelming acceptance. But boy, howdy, getting out in front of producers is a challenge. And if you think about that, you know, when I first read those numbers and said, oh my goodness, we're only halfway there, I was kind of disappointed. Then I got to thinking, wait a minute. We're talking about an audience of folks who are food producers. They're out working. They're out in getting up early in the morning. They're feeding cattle. They're taking care of fencing and the land, and so they don't have a lot of opportunity, if you will, to get to a public place. And so we've got to go to them. And so we're looking at some ways to communicate with farmers and ranchers at their place, as well as get a little more personal. And what I mean by that is maybe meet them at the feed store, maybe meet them at local areas, veterinary offices, those types of things, where we can give them an opportunity to sign, because they're out doing the Lord's work, if you will, raising our food. And so to try to reach them is a little more difficult than maybe a traditional petition method. But we're still optimistic. Again, overwhelmingly, we've seen good acceptance and good interest in having this. We're confident we're going to get it done, and then we can move forward to a referendum. Our goal is to get that done this year and then have the referendum later this year, the opportunity for a vote later this year. We're optimistic. We're going to remain optimistic and keep pushing forward.
Down the road, coming in November, State Question 777. We're obviously starting to hear a little bit of opposition. We've got the Oklahoma Stewardship Council that has announced the formation of that entity that will kind of funnel a lot of the opposition dollars to try to defeat 777. This is important for agriculture, though, that this thing pass.
This is vitally important to Oklahoma agriculture, and I would argue to Oklahoma consumers as well, that we have this pass. You know what's interesting, Ron, is as we've been going around the country in here in Oklahoma talking to people, overwhelmingly we've seen pretty good acceptance, and especially in the rural areas and so forth. And our partners that we're involved with, our coalition, sharing the same thing, because this is all of agriculture working together. All the ag organizations, we've all rolled up our sleeves and we're working on this together. And what's interesting is we're starting to see this opposition, as you mentioned, and you're right, we're starting to see that, but it's out of state. The majority of it's coming at us from out of state. Now, yes, they've got a few local faces, if you will, a former attorney general and so forth, but he's even admitted clearly that he works for an out-of-state animal rights entity, HSUS. He talked about the bumper sticker on his car, if you will, and so forth. So we're seeing that, okay, we're starting to see this is really a kind of an out-of-state opposition that we're starting to see come in and try to influence. And I think that bolsters us. That tells the Oklahoma consumer, look, we want Oklahoma farmers and ranchers to make this decision. We want them raising our food, not these out-of-state entities to influence our choice of what food products we may have at the grocery store. So we've got to get that message out, though. We've got a long way to go. November's a long way away. A lot can happen between now and then. We have to continue to share our message. And then from an agricultural standpoint, we need to raise funds. We need to fund a Vote Yes campaign. It's going to be vitally important we do that.
We're going to be able to get enough dollars together to stand up against HSUS?
I'm confident we will. It's a tough road. Let's be honest. If you consider the economy in general, certainly cattle prices have softened quite a bit. Trend-wise, we're still pretty good, but still they've softened as to where they were. So there's some challenges economically in agriculture, if you will. But I think producers are going to say, you know what? What is this worth to my operation? And then they'll make a decision on maybe it's a dollar an acre, a couple of dollars a cow or something, whatever it may be, and they're going to send a check in and say, because all those, even Ron, even those little bitty checks, those $20 checks, those $10 checks are vitally important. We all love those. Any campaign says, hey, I love $1,000 and a $5,000 check. Those are great. But you know what? Those $20 and $50 checks, those are folks who are committed. They're going to share the message. They're going to go to the polls and vote, which is vitally important. And they're going to tell the word to their neighbors and so forth. So we need those as well. Vitally important we get this done. I'm optimistic. We're going to work hard. We're going to keep pushing forward to November.